Here we are once again. We find ourselves listening to the Travel Guide. This year's podcast is one of those things that you listen to where we talk about a thing and it's cool. It's very cool. We talk about Adventure Time on this podcast. We're all fans of the show, you see. And if you're listening, I'm guessing you're a fan too. All of us are fans of the show. We don't work on the show. We don't make the show. We just speculate, you see. And we come up with all the crazy ideas and feelings that you may or may not be thinking as well. So sit back and relax and enjoy our sounds of the podcast.
Blue opinion!
Blue spider!
Exploding spider butt!
Sorry, I'm just making a distasteful joke here, no big deal.
You're gonna have a hell of a time editing this episode.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, we're gonna get started. I'm gonna grab a Diet Coke.
Alright, we are here recording episode 6 of the Ooh Travel Guide. I am your host, Black Catula. As always, I am. And joining with me tonight in our wonderful speaking roles about stuff, let us have a round of introductions. Chrissy, would you start?
Hi, this is Chrissy. You might know me better as Zextrin from the internet. I'm a fan fiction writer and a regular on the Ooh Travel Guide, and it's so nice to see you all today.
See, now that was very professional. Pineapple, you're next.
Oh, really? Oh my goodness. hey guys, I'm Renegade Pineapple. I'm just a normal person doing normal things, and I am, once again, super glad to be on this podcast, and I hope I can entertain you.
No, you always do. Fo.
Hey, I'm Ryan. You probably know me as Fo Boy. I draw Adventure Time fan comics. Excuse me. I'm done. That was mine. I'm good.
The Diet Coke wins.
Yeah, I'm done at Diet Coke.
Once more, Becca.
Hey, listeners. It's nice to be back. I'm also a regular at the Ooh Travel Guide. I am also Becca on Tumblr and DeviantArt, and I am just a Adventure Time fan.
Then you are normal.
Woo!
Right. So, let's jump right into the episode summary. The new episode this week was Web Weirdos. Emphasis on weirdos, I suppose. Finn and Jake are out doing stunts, get caught in a giant spider web, that belongs to two not so blissfully wed spiders who are having relational issues. Finn and Jake try to talk through the issues, try to patch things up between the two, or at least get them back on the right track. And it doesn't really work, but then they discover the real reason why they're having problems. And why, what's-her-name is such a bitch, because...
Spoiler alert!
She's pregnant.
Spoiler alert, she's pregnant.
Nothing else happens in the episode, that's the end.
Oh my god, visual. Baby shower has a whole new meaning to me now.
Oh, it was awful. Oh, it was so bad.
Horrendous.
Why?
I was just like, no, and yes, oh my god, thank you, Adventure Time, done it again, but I'm like, no, do not want, do not do.
Alright, to avoid immediately going into bathing in baby spider poop, I would like to bring up a point that I noticed when I was watching the episode, and it's that every season, there's one or two episodes that just, I don't know, they don't hit the nail quite square. I noticed this the last time with, Another Way, where, like, the duration of the episode, it's Finn doing something, and it just doesn't feel right. And if you guys understand what I'm talking about, do you have any, like, I was looking up on the Wikia page to see if they had similar writers or whatever, but I couldn't figure out what set these episodes apart from the rest of the series.
I disagree completely.
I don't know. I mean, I think maybe it's just a little strange because it was more centered on Finn and not Dustin and co, you know, but I wouldn't necessarily say it was a bad episode.
I'm not saying it was a bad episode at all. I was just saying that it feels different than the other episodes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well, one thing I'd like to point out about that, about the episodes, is now that they're in the fourth season, and this kind of started in the third season, I noticed, there's only so many stories and episodes that you can write before you realize that you're just writing another version of the same episode that you already used in a previous season. Yeah, basically, they've done a lot of, they've had to dig into a wider variety of stories to tell, so naturally it's not going to necessarily feel like the same Adventure Time, especially now that we're in the fourth season, so there's 26 episodes per season, that times three, that's, what, like 78 episodes already done. 78 different stories is a lot of stories to tell without,
Geez, has it really been that many?
Yeah. It's amazing.
Our baby's all grown up.
I know, I can't believe it.
Absolutely crazy. And they're doing the comics too, and the comics don't overlap with the show in episode and story composition. So, but yeah, I think that's part of the reason why some of them feel so different. And maybe, I don't know if not Adventure Timey is the way to put it, but...
I think it's incredibly Adventure Timey. I think it encapsulates everything Adventure Time is about, if you want me to be honest. I think the first few episodes of Adventure Time were super weird and disorienting and disjointed and all out there. And I feel that this was actually a return to that kind of storytelling. And I think as gross as it was, I think it was actually pretty... I think it was pretty creative. I don't think... Maybe I'm just putting them on a pedestal, but I don't think it was them scraping the bottom of the barrel when it came to story ideas. It just seems like something that they legitimately wanted to do. I view the writers and artists of Adventure Time as sort of working on a different brain wavelength than us. That they have a very quirky sense of humor, and for all I know, they were actually looking forward to this episode.
I'm pretty sure Penn was probably looking forward to it.
God, I hate spiders. Oh, spiders.
Because
oh.
I know that they're trolls. This is established. Mm. I'm pretty sure they know that we're going to get supremely, intensely grossed out by this episode. And they love it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I actually have a question for you, Kat, and for the rest of you guys. What makes you think that it's un-Adventure Timey?
That wasn't really what I was going for. It wasn't the not Adventure Timey. It's that the I don't know, the feeling that has been established at the end of season three and the beginning of season four seemed to shift really drastically. And like you said, it does go back to that dynamic of the first season. And as the show has been evolving, we've kind of fallen into this, like, not linear, but kind of, it's been like a more recognizable formula for how the episodes flow. And like in season one, when everything was all disjointed, I felt as though this episode in season four was back to that disjointedness. And it just, I don't know, it threw me off because I wasn't expecting it, especially this late in the show. In season four, it seemed off to me. But I wouldn't say so far as that it was on Adventure Time because, I mean, poo spiders, that's kind of exactly.
Yes, indeed. All right. Becca, did you have something you wanted to add?
I actually agree with both Ryan and Chrissy. I see how she can say that it did feel like Adventure Time, where it was just really off the wall kind of humor. But then I also see what Ryan says, where there's not that continuity and there's not that big of a plot line. It's just really slapstick, straight in your face, disgusting humor, which definitely is a point that Adventure Time usually has. And I remember hearing from a friend, which I know I'm kind of going off on a limb here because I don't really have very good sources, but she had said that Penn was on the phone with Cartoon Network, literally, basically trying to argue over fart sounds, which was what was acceptable or not, and he was making...
Oh, yeah, and they said that he couldn't make them too wet-sounding. Yeah. I remember
that. Yes. I read this, yes.
I want to see who wrote that rule book.
So, in a way, it really is a time, but then again, with the plot, it's just kind of wishy-washy. I was a little bit, not let down, but, you know, I wanted to see a little bit more.
I was looking for more substance, is really, because yes. That's, with leading off of Flame Princess stuff, I mean, I'm craving that substance that they have. I want to see those character developments, and when you have the slapstick episode in between those, it's just like, damn, I like this, but I didn't want to see it right now.
It's kind of like the equivalent of, and I have to bring this up because this is a required thing for this podcast. It's kind of the equivalent of what they did in Avatar toward the end of the third season.
Oh, God.
They bring up the Ember Island players out of nowhere, just right in the middle of, like, the most serious part of the entire...
Yeah. This episode, what I'm trying to say is that this episode broke the tension of leaving off Flame Princess. I really wanted to see more of that, and instead I got Pooh Spider Butt, baby.
All right, Pineapple?
Well, let's see. Jeez, so many points. I would agree that it was kind of filler-ishy, but not necessarily in a bad thing. I kind of took it as, like, a throwback to, like, old-school 90s shows where you could really get away with this content and no one really, like, gave a crap. I mean, because it was the 90s and everyone is doing crazy crap. I mean, I grew up with, like, Rocker's Modern Life and Angry Beavers. And, you know, if you look back at those things now, you're like, oh, geez, how did that, you know, go through? And I know that somebody on the Adventure Time staff used to work on Rocker's Modern Life. So maybe they were touching back on that. I don't know. Maybe I'm just old and showing my age and wishing for the good old days, but I don't know. I enjoyed it, and it's madness, but I would definitely say that I kind of was hoping for a more meaty episode, and I am totally dying for that definite character development. But you guys have to think that, like, the next couple episodes are gonna be totally kick butt. I mean, you have Return to the Nightosphere and all that crazy goodness, so I think I can handle a little bit of Pooh Spiders for what's coming up next.
I'm grateful for Pooh Spiders. I think it keeps us sort of, not in line, but reminds us that in the end, this is a show about a boy and his dog having adventures, and they goof off a lot.
Exactly. And also, it's Adventure Time, and they're keeping us in our place, being like, Pooh Spiders, and what?
Yeah, what are you going to do about it? Stop watching? Well,
exactly.
You can't, because you love us too much.
Established trolls.
Pooh Spiders!
Another point that I want to bring up to get serious, maybe the writers and such don't have control over when the episodes are aired and what order, and maybe that's why this feels so out of left field.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like what happened with the TV show Firefly, the second episode was aired first, and that was a mess.
Yeah, it's a proven fact that when they release the episode titles, they're released in production order, which is not necessarily the same as air date order. So, and usually because of the way animation works, writing and storyboarding will sometimes get delayed, so they'll have to, you know, jump ahead an episode so they can finish up the post-production work on whatever one that's being delayed. So, yeah, it could definitely have been something like that as well.
Pooh Spiders!
Pooh Spiders!
So, was that legit? Was that the reason she was so upset? She was pregnant?
Yes.
Well, she was she exploded. I think that's a legitimate reason to be pissing.
Well, no, weren't they having problems because she was embarrassed about not being able to spin web, or her web was embarrassing or whatever, and so the guy was catching all the food?
But it was dysfunctional.
Yeah, like, I mean, she couldn't spin web. She was babies.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just because she was full of babies. She was all like, oh, you can't shoot web, and she was like, shut up.
Yeah, the thing is, she couldn't web because babies.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, fans, let's switch up all of the romantic tension into spiders with eggs. God damn it!
Exploding spider butts.
I'm sorry, but she couldn't wed because babies is my new catchphrase. I'm stealing that, Chrissy. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. This episode.
Anywho, shall we answer some questions?
Yeah, let's change this up. I'm so sick of thinking about being rained upon by millions of spider babies. Okay.
Yeah, you know, we should put a disclaimer on this episode that this episode does contain this content, because I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of people that are legit freaked out by spiders.
Trigger warning. Questions, Kat? Questions? Yes, we have questions to answer?
We're doing it. Okay. So.
Up next, we're going to read the answers and questions. Yay!
Yes, last week we asked two questions. One question, one of which was, which type of episodes do you prefer for Adventure Time? Do you prefer the regular adventuring episodes with action and adventure and awesome stuff blowing up and things? Or do you prefer the introspective episodes where we get to see more of the character backgrounds and revelations into their each character's personal lives and things like that? We got a bunch of responses. So let us read those now. I should also mention the other question was, do you want us to do a not safe for work version of this podcast where we discuss all of the wonderful not safe for work things that this fandom is and does? Which you also answered that question for us most gloriously. Yes, let us read some of these questions.
I volunteer for tribute.
Sacrifice Chrissy.
Right. You may read when ready.
This one is from our lovely listener. Guess what time it is? As always, great podcast. As for your question, I'd say that it's a hard choice, but I'd have to go with the slice of life episodes without a real adventure as my favorite. The adventures are a close second, but I really enjoy the non-adventuring episodes because not only does adventure find our heroes, but it shows us how they live their life and how their world works. And I really love how Ooh functions as a whole. Oh, and please do a Not Safe for Work podcast. I think that's something we all need. Oh my gosh, I agree.
I don't think I can be on the Not Safe for Work podcast.
Oh, Ryan.
You're too pure for that.
I am a baboo at heart, and I don't think I can take that.
You're a little baboo.
I'm not good with that kind of content. I wouldn't fare well in that chat room.
Oh, Ryan, but it's not a podcast without Ryan.
That's true.
So do we have another question?
Yes, there are several more.
I'll read it. All right. This one is from Stern Teacher 1213. First off, let me say thank you, Becca, Renegade Pineapple, Strawberry Budokai, Fauxboy, Nakitsuno, Dextrin, and of course, the fantastic host, Black Catchula, for doing these podcasts. Personally, I enjoy all the episodes because it's great to learn more character backgrounds, and it's always fantastic to watch Finn and Jake kick some serious butts. And for the Not Safe for Work episode, and let me stress that this is all in caps, please, for the love of all sexy sauce in the world, do it!
I like that.
For all the sexy sauce. Yes. Sexy sauce is good.
Okay.
Sounds like a Taco Bell sauce.
Hmm. Yeah, it kind of does.
Sexy sauce. Coming
sexy
soon.
Sauce.
Anywho.
I guess I'll read the next one.
Okay.
This one is from Miss Zodog. Once again, I really enjoyed the podcast, and I was so excited when Chrissy asked her questions. To answer your first one, I honestly like episodes that glimpse into the characters' lives. It lets us learn more about the character, like in Marceline's closet. I expected her room to be a mess and was shocked when it was all nice and tidy, so maybe she isn't as wild as she seems. As for your second question, I like to listen to at least one mature version of the Ooh Travel Guide just to see what it'd be like. Ha ha.
Oh.
Yep.
Spider butts.
Stop making me think of spider butts. God.
All right, so the next question.
Becca, would you like to read?
Okay. This ask is from Robin Raptor, which that is an awesome name. And Robin Raptor says, I want a Not Safe for Work podcast soon. I need it. Thanks. And we would be happy to appease you.
Yes.
I know I would.
All right. I will read the last one here. Our next message comes from Tumblr user Downcast Knight. This might be cheating, but neither. Personally, the two things that I love most in an episode are, one, backstory, and two, interaction between the main cast. The episodes Marceline's Closet and Dad's Dungeon are two of my favorites that really show this. They're very different in plot, but they both had enough backstory and interaction to be more enjoyable than usual, for me personally. For a real answer to your question, as a basic plot line, I suppose I would prefer a more adventure-themed one over a random or silly one. As for an NSFW version of the podcast, oh my. I can barely contain myself listening to a regular podcast. I can't imagine what you guys would do if you didn't have to behave somewhat. On second thought, I say go for it. It sounds intriguing.
There was a dot, dot, dot there. It sounds dot, dot, dot intriguing.
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 Well, Damcast Knight, we would be, like, I think if we do a not safe for work one, we would keep it professional. It wouldn't just be all off the chain and
I can just imagine it just being filled with the most heinous laughter.
Just oh my god, Chrissy.
That. An hour and a half of that.
I couldn't tell if you were trying to do it or if that's how you actually laugh.
That's how she laughs.
Oh, Chrissy. You never
fool me. That is what a not safe for word podcast would turn into.
Yep.
Just an hour solid of Chrissy just maniacally laughing.
I approve of this onomatopoeia. I do.
Yes. Yes.
We all know that's what's going to happen.
I can't control the fact that I have maniacal laughter, okay?
I'm not saying you need to control it. I'm just breaking down what a not safe for word podcast would turn into.
So, are we done?
Well, there wasn't much to say about the poo spiders.
Really? I knew this. If we want to, though, we do have some more asks here that we can dig into.
Well, at least next week we have another Tree Trunks episode, so we can go through Tree Trunks. That'll be fun.
Ah, yes. The one episode per season Tree Trunks episode. She gets one episode every season. Oh, yeah.
Tree Trunks. All right, so questions? We have more questions?
Yeah, here's one. We're just going to go to the unrelated part now.
What are segues?
So, unrelated questions. Does anyone volunteer to read this one?
I do. Me, I do.
Do it.
Okay.
I am the Fiona and Cake person.
Yes, you are.
So this is an anon. In the last podcast, you guys mentioned the importance of avoiding repetitive episodes. So how could the writer shake up the ending to the next Fiona and Cake? The audience already knows it's Ice King's fan fiction that he's reading about. So what curveball could possibly be thrown into the audience that would make the ending to the next one original? And I actually, I have the Adventure Time comic, and Black pointed this out before, but in the comic, Ice King is writing a fan fiction called Fiona and Cake Meet Spin and Jake, and it's just a little panel where Ice King's getting, I don't know, he's flying away or something's happening, and then I wasn't paying attention to what was happening because I noticed this, and I would be ecstatic if something, either science or magic happened that melded the two universes in some way, just because, you know, making them canon-ish, they're canon, but making them, like, in the regular series would be fantastic. And it would open all of the possibilities to fan speculation that have arisen. I think that would be the coolest thing.
I think that would be a pretty cool thing.
That would be pretty awesome. I'm just sitting here, just in a daydream, just, what if my fan assumptions became canon, and then it's just sparkle eyes.
Yes. I do actually have a theory on something the writers could do, just to shake up the way the episode is played out when the episode actually gets made. One thing, instead of having Ice King read the fan fiction to Finn and Jake, Finn and Jake could be in the Ice King's cave messing around, and they start reading one of his volumes of fan fiction and say, this is terrible, let's fix it up. And they start making their adjustments and telling the story they would tell, the way they would tell it, which, you know, would probably lend itself to the idea
of
an adventure-centric episode instead of a romance-centric episode, because Finn and Jake are writing it this time, and You know, that's the way they would think about it.
Oh, man. I just got this mental image of Finn and Jake going into another secret room, like his ninja, like the Ice ninja room, and it's just like a big library full of fan fiction.
Oh my god.
You had fanon.
Yes. Oh.
You guys, I write a fan comic. When this fan comic's open, I think Black just gave me my new comic idea.
Oh yeah.
That is the greatest headcanon about the Ice King ever.
And you know what? I'm sure he has an entire shelf dedicated to dry ice.
Oh, God!
Brian.
Oh, you said you could not man. Safe for work podcast.
Oh, you know what? Dry ice was created in my live stream.
I love you, Ice King. The Ice King said as he held the Ice King in his frozen arms. I love you too, said the Ice King to the Ice King as they kissed and their beards intertwined.
Oh, visuals.
Oh my god.
And then they smooched it up all day long.
What were we talking about? I've completely forgotten.
I don't know, what were we talking about?
Spider babies!
Fuck!
Yes.
Fucking spiders.
I think we were reading the rest of our questions, unless we were discussing Fiona and Cake and how we can make it the next Fiona and Cake original. I honestly have no idea.
I think we've cut enough on this one. We've answered this question kind of in other podcasts.
Yep, yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
So let's just move on to the next one. I can't brain because dry ice.
Do we have any more questions or responses? Or?
Yes, we do. Hang on here. I think this is the same anonymous. We got like 3 asks like one day, all from anonymous, so I'm pretty sure they're all from the same person, but there is another one.
You want me to take this one?
If you want to, that's yep. fine.
Sure.
All right, this is from Ramen Raptor again, and they say, hey, I just want to talk about this time setting and at Adventure Time in the episode of The Creeps. There's a portrait with a date 8/18/12. So I think that Adventure Time is the imminent future because the picture hadn't been affected much. The close-up of Adventure Time is on Adventure Time Wiki for the episode. That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Hmm.
Huh. Wow. I'm pretty sure I stared at that picture long and hard and I didn't see a date. Maybe my eyes are just going bad.
Really now?
I wonder if that means 3012.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Wasn't the mushroom war like a nuclear holocaust?
Yeah.
Speculation like a thing being true.
And there's like a giant hole in the planet, so.
Yes.
It's something that I've noticed is that we don't know when exactly the mushroom war happened, but because we've seen such a discrepancy in the technology that you find, because we've got things that we don't know when they were made, hologram machines and old-looking cars, and it's just the technology is all over the place, so we can't pinpoint when the Mushroom War happened. So for all we know, it did happen in 2012, or it didn't even, or it happened in a 2012 of another Earth. It's just a mystery. It is a mystery. We don't know.
I would have to go with like an alternate universe theory with this, because with like you're gonna see stuff like old school World War II battle tanks next to like broken down rocket ships
and helicopters.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. The Banana Man's rocket probably wasn't just made up on the spot. He probably found things, you know, around. And then you have stuff like the broken down highway systems in the backgrounds of some episodes. Like I think with how varied the leftovers are, there's no way that it's a linear time scale without.
I'm pretty sure the first helicopter was made in 1940. I don't know why I'm stuck on that. I was just thinking about it. I'm like, when were helicopters made?
And I was looking at the type and model of the helicopter, and Chrissy's right. It's a definite early model helicopter.
Yeah, no, I remember seeing there's in one of the episodes there's a World War II battle tank. I looked it up because I remember seeing that when I was looking up World War II stuff. Like they have really old technology and then they have really new technology, and it's just it's not something that you're able to just kind of guess from the little clues in them in the episodes.
Hmm.
So alternate universe really just encompasses all of that, and then it doesn't have to make sense.
Mm, yep. Indeed.
It also explains why nuclear fallout created candy people instead of just killing everything.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
It's a
different nuclear fallout. It's nuclear fallout mixed with the X gene.
Say nuclear vessel.
Chemical X.
Boosh.
Thus, the Powerpuff Girls were born.
Hey, you guys, I am being yelled at from the other room, so we actually do need to wrap this up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was great being on the podcast with you guys. I'm Ryan Fauxboy from Tumblr, so I will catch you all next time. Bitches!
I'll sign off, too, because I'm getting a headache.
Okay.
For code, you don't want to speak to us anymore?
No, it's code for I have a headache.
Code for not now, Pineapple. I have a headache.
Yes. Anyway, goodbye, everyone. This has been Chrissy, being your maniacal laughter lady and your bringer of all things not safe for work. It's been fun, as usual, and I hope to see you in the next podcast. Goodbye.
It's been fun, guys. Thanks for having me, and I apologize for all my spider butt jokes, but, you know, come on. It just had to happen. Catch you later, and yeah, peace out.
Yay.
My sign-off message will be, thank you, lovely listeners, for another podcast, and thank you, everyone else who is in the podcast, because it was a pleasure talking to you guys, even though I'm not very talkative sometimes. And I am ecstatic for the next episode. There you go. Yay.
It's all about quality of talking, not quantity of talking. You know that.
Yes, sometimes.
Well, now, how did you enjoy that podcast? I hope you enjoyed it very much. We enjoyed making it, you see. And we like to make one every week. If you want to subscribe and receive our podcast every week, you may do so by going to theootravelguide.tumblr.com. And OO in this instance has three O's, so it's the OOO travelguide.tumblr.com. That's a place on the internet, you see. And once more, none of the people in this recording work on the Cartoon Adventure Time. We do not work at the Cartoon Network Studio. We do not work at the Frederator Studio. We're only fans, you see. And with that, I bid thee adieu. Have a great night, on and all.
Who's spiders?